This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Nancy Deitch, the founder and CEO of the Sera Labs, a global leader in the health, wellness, and beauty sectors. Nancy, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So if you would, for starters, tell us about your background and what actually led you to found the Sera Labs.
Well, my background has always been in consumer product goods and direct-to-consumer advertising to drive traffic and innovative products so that the consumer can understand what it is. So, for example, I started out in my career in the beauty industry and then moved over to the health, wellness, and fitness industry and included beauty in there as well. And I realized a long time ago that if we could figure out ways to actually advertise these exciting, innovative products that seem to always come my way, and we could spend enough money on the advertising with an ROI return of investment, then we could actually be one of the leaders. And so I actually got involved in the direct response, direct-to-consumer industry way back in the mid-90s, and I actually was the person who did the ad rollers, and we sold $334 million in 1 year at retail because we had the machine to put infomercials on TV in those days, and then retailers would call us because they saw our commercials on TV, and then we had to really do an allocation of supply and demand when we had a successful show. And so my career really started at that point, really spiraling out of control in a positive way, and realized that if you build the old field of dreams, if you build it, they will come. No, they won't come unless you let them know you're there.
And that is well stated. Thanks for that, and a great place to start today. Now, what products do you offer, and what sets them apart from other wellness, beauty, and even CBD products?
All right, great. Great question. And just so you know, I got into CBD because I had developed with a chemist and a product developer a line of beauty products for online that were anti-aging with great clinical studies on the active ingredients, and I really was very excited about it. But at some point after the first 18 months where we did about $8 million worth of business online with it, I realized that what I needed to do was to create something that wasn't so commoditized as anti-aging skincare online. And so what I did was I went to a mastermind group and met a phenomenal group of people who all they talked about all weekend was CBD, CBD, CBD. And I sat there and I was going, I wonder if I can integrate this into the formula and create, and improve on the formula. And I went to my chemist, and it wasn't as easy as I thought. And so we had, at that point, 6 anti-aging products, and we had to change formulas and because the CBD is a larger molecule. And then what I did is I tested it with a few hundred of my customers that I had been buying my other products for the previous 18 months to 2 years. And what we found out is that the products with the CBD in it actually worked so much better, and the results were astonishing. So we went full force into the CBD line of beauty products. We also added pain. And because we're a problem solution company, we added foot care. So we now have a spray that's called Pedicare that you can get at different retailers as well as online at our website. And you spray it on your feet, and what it does is it relieves any of the aches or discomforts that you have on your feet. Let's say after running or walking or exercising or just arthritis in your feet, and you just need a little more comfort in your shoes. And we also created a phenomenal cracked heel souffle, which is fabulous for super dry skin on your body, on your heels, your elbows, your knees, and shins. And it is luscious with shea butter, and it really makes your feet and all those body parts feel very smooth. And so with that, we then also did some ingestibles, gummies, and tinctures. But we spend most of our time and energy in product development on topicals. We then also have just created a brand new line of plant-based skincare with lower pricing for the Ceratopical line without CBD, because a lot of the retailers won't take CBD in their line. So that's what we're doing in our topical line right now.
Well, you certainly got the bases covered. Impressive and well done in that regard. Now, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to surge, well, it's all over the place, it's up and down. Is there an increased demand for wellness products more than before? And will this continue this year in 2021?
Yes, there has been. We saw a huge surge on e-commerce for our products. And what we found is that our sales increased by, four times online by really creating a better customer service experience for people, as well as for those who couldn't afford the products. We offered coupons and discounts at different times after somebody would make a first purchase. And we kept in touch with the customers, and that was really important to us, like make people feel that they're in communication with the company, because in today's environment, it's all about not the brand anymore, but it's about how the brand treats the customer. So for us, that was very critical. And just to mention, we in October, we were purchased by a company, we were acquired by a Cure Pharmaceutical out of Oxnard, and they are a broad platform drug delivery and encapsulation pharmaceutical company, and they have a whole wellness division. And so we also, talking about supplements and beauty and health wellness products, they created a line of amazing technologically advanced products using oral thin strips. And the CEO of that company was the inventor of Zicam and Pedialyte and chloraseptic strips. And he also created these oral thin strips for people who can't swallow pills. And we have been marketing them under Nutri-Strips. And we have one for sleep with all natural active ingredients in it, a vitamin D3 with 40,000 IUs of vitamin D, which is phenomenal for you because it stays in your body for a whole week. So you only have to take one strip a week. We have an energy one, recovery, a brain, heart, and immunity one. And the reason these are so fabulous is not only are they grab and go, but they're innovative, they're exciting, and we just cut the TV commercial yesterday, which is why I'm in Florida for the products.
Certainly a fantastic report so far, and you're certainly making it happen in the space today. We're speaking with Nancy Deitch, the founder and CEO of the Sera Labs, a global leader in health, wellness, and beauty sectors, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, if you would, Nancy, tell us about your relationship with Cure Pharmaceutical, and why did you decide to work with the company there?
I actually had met the CEO and found him to be a really forward-thinking individual, and we had a phenomenal connection. And I found that he was, he's a brilliant scientist, but he's also a business person. And what I loved is that they had created this whole thin film strip, but they didn't know how to commercialize it. They knew what they were good at doing, and they knew what they weren't good at doing. And for them, it was very exciting to have somebody finally come and commercialize and monetize their technology in the wellness sector, as opposed to what they do in the pharmaceutical sector, which is license it out and develop product for pharmaceutical companies. And so I think that with all the clinical studies that they had done on the products, which I loved, and the fact that they're doing so much with cancer research on the products and at Technion University in Israel. And they're also doing a study right now. It's one of the children's hospitals in the country. And I love the fact that they were very science-based. I felt they gave us credibility and authenticity in the medical community. And they were poised to do some other great things with us. But the most important thing for me was that it was a good cultural fit for us. And I just love the idea that we can put science and good products and art together, which I think makes a winning formula.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. And also, it looks like you made a great choice in working with and partnering with Cure Pharmaceutical. Also, what noteworthy initiatives do you plan to work together on this year?
Yeah, good question. We are, of course, working on the Nutri-Strips, and that takes a lot of science and a lot of formulations to get to the right formulations. We're looking to launch that digital. We already launched the sleep product, but we're going to be launching it on TV in about a month, and we're going to be launching it at retail in the second quarter, in the middle of the second quarter. But we also just recently signed a major contract with Nicole Kidman to be our global brand ambassador and our strategic partner in the company, and she is fabulous. She is as authentic as she comes across in everything she does in life, and she is really behind this company, and she is a major initiative for us with our beauty products and all of our topical products. So we're very excited to have Nicole part of the team.
Well, certainly sounds like some exciting times for you, the Sarah Labs, and Cure Pharmaceutical, and really appreciate your time spent with us here today on eHealth Radio. Nancy, where can listeners get more information on the Sarah Labs, and also how could they be in touch as well?
The best way to get in touch and to buy or look at the products, if you go to Sarah Labs Health, that's S-E-R-A Labs, plural, health.com, or go to Sarah Topical, S-E-R-A, Topical.com. It's S-E-R-A, topical.com, and SarahLabsHealth.com. And you can always contact us through there or contact us at info@SarahLabsHealth.com. And somebody will always respond. Those two websites are the best websites to get a hold of us. And we're actually launching our brand new e-com site tomorrow. But for now, those are two working sites for us, and you can see all the products on there. Pretty exciting what we've done in 2.5 years. It's been a very short run.
Well, you certainly have accomplished a lot in such a short time, and again, that's quite impressive. Again, folks, it is SarahLabsHealth.com. Nancy, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Nancy Deitch, the founder and CEO of Sarah Labs, a global leader in the health, wellness, and beauty sectors. And for all the details, visit SarahLabsHealth.com. And of course, this link will be within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.